God's love for us is always, almost exclusively, check your New Testament out. I've found twice when it's in the present tense, God loves us. I've found dozens and dozens and dozens of times when it's in the past tense. Why? Because it's always riveted back to his proof of it. He died for me. That's how I know he loved me. Love will be seen by action. When I say love your wife, I'm saying act on it. Show it. Demonstrate it. Parent your kids. Show your kids that you're devoted to their mother. That you love her. That you act what? Like Christ acted. Sacrificially.
Welcome to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Today we turn to God's Word for a message about biblical fatherhood. Pastor Scott brings a message titled, 10 Things I Would Tell a Young Dad. We invite you to follow along with us now as we get started.
Last week, we talked about parenting by faith. Where, if you're new with us, we typically are just moving through a book of the Bible, and we're in Hebrews 11, and we came to the faith of Amram and Jochebed, not highlight names, not high headliners, you know, but Moses' parents. And we saw the principle of parenting by faith in difficult days. And Hebrews 11 actually stirred me. As we've been in it, I was stirred prior to Mother's Day, which was, I happen to know, I looked back, you know, May 9th. Prior to that, when we were looking at Noah and seeing that God is able in difficult days, and we live in difficult days, God is able throughout history to reach in and save whole households. Noah's whole household was saved. That was the only one saved. You talk about a difficult day. I went back and reread just this week God's account of the judgment that he brought on a wicked world in Noah's day. And Jesus said, it'll be like that. It'll be like that before I get back. It'll be like the days of Noah. So we're not surprised that it's a challenging day we live in. But Noah's whole household was saved. And I rejoiced in that, and I thought about it, and I committed to seeking to encourage mothers on Mother's Day and dads on Father's Day. And then last week, of course, we were in this text in Hebrews 11 that just forced us, if we're going to follow the text, which we do, to think about parenting by faith. But I want to just say that Noah's family was saved. And Moses, what an encouragement, huh, from last week, that a slave family under the gun from the government, under the gun from the situation in life, and not just for a short time, a long stretch. And yet, three godly children, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam, rise out of that family. And untold other thousands, because God is always able. God is bigger than the circumstances. So let me encourage you, and I hope that last week was an encouragement. And I even mentioned last week that actually parenting by faith last week would be mainly an encouragement. And then today, a little bit more instruction. And I purposed, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago, whenever it was, I said, I'm going to try to encourage the dads. Because usually I, you know, think in terms of encouraging mothers, and then I think in terms of challenging men, you know. And I turned it out to come to here to challenge you. Sorry. we can take it though. I think, you know, there's a difference. Our culture doesn't believe it anymore, tries not to believe it, that there's a difference between men and women, husbands and wives, fathers and mothers. But you and I, men, we will be encouraged if we listen up. But I think we will also be challenged. I know I have been, even just thinking these things through. But today, 10 things I'd tell a young dad. Fathers, and I'm going to turn these nouns into verbs. Father your kids by, and then I'm going to give you 10 thoughts. Fathers, lead your kids. Shepherd, that's a noun, but I'm turning it into a verb, and it works both ways, doesn't it? Shepherd them. parent them by, and these are in no particular order. However, I will tell you the first one is the first one for a reason. But I didn't try to prioritize these 10 thoughts. These are 10 things I'd share with a young dad. And if you bumped into me this week, if you're a young dad, you probably heard them because I've been thinking about them. But 10 things I would tell a young dad: father your kids, parent your kids by loving Christ. First thing, loving Christ. You know, this man came to Jesus in Mark 12. Turn over there to Mark 12. And the reason I tell you to turn, I maybe won't each time, but I hope these aren't just 10 thoughts from Scott. I mean, they are in that sense. But I have a group on Monday night, about 15 of us. I'm the old guy, and about 15, actually, I think not all of them are fathers, but they're all in their 20s and 30s, and we have great times. And Monday night, I was sharing with them a principle of teaching, and I said, I heard a sermon recently where there was a lot of good truth and a lot of good stuff, but there wasn't much tie to the text. And as there was a lot of good stuff, there was also a lot of stuff that I said, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. And there were some cliches, and there were some good ones, and there were some so-so ones. And I said, tie your words to the Word of God. Use the text and let the text unfold. And typically, you know, I'm saying Hebrews 11, verse such and such. And then I come up with a sermon like 10 things I'd share. And I thought, you better be careful and have a scripture for every one of them, you know, because I don't want you. I want you, and I know most of you, I don't know all of you, but I want to encourage you. When you hear, I don't care who it is, be like the Bereans. Remember in Acts 17? They were more noble-minded than the Thessalonians. Why? Because they searched the scriptures and the little phrase, Acts 17:11, to see whether these things that Paul was teaching were so. How do you know whether things are so? I love that phrase. How do you know if it's true? A lot of what you hear today isn't. And a lot of what you hear from pulpits may or may not be true. You search the scripture to see whether these things are so. So that's why I'm turning you to Mark 12. They came to Jesus, this guy did, and look at verse 28. One of the scribes came and heard them arguing and recognized that he, capital H, Jesus, had answered them well. And he asked him, what commandment is the foremost of all? Wow. What really counts in life? What's the foremost commandment? Jesus answered, the foremost is, Shema, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. He quotes scripture when he's asked what really counts in life. He quotes this great, the Jews call it the Shema. Hear me, O Israel. You shall love the Lord your God with everything you've got. He is the priority of your life. He is the love of your life. Watch over your heart with all diligence, because from the heart flows everything, Proverbs 4:23. All the issues of life flow from your heart. Let me tell you today, whoever you are, love Christ. Fathers, father your kids, lead your kids, parent your kids, instruct your kids, shepherd your kids by loving Christ. They can smell it. They can tell what really counts in your heart. And if I had one priority, in fact, I might just say the rest of these points all flow from this one. I'm not here to just give you a pep talk on how to be a good dad. You can't be a good dad unless you love Jesus Christ. Because you're leading your kids, and if you're not leading them toward Christ, you're not leading them well, I got to tell you. And if you're here just looking into Christianity, I'm glad you're here. And I'm not saying you can't be a good dad, take him to ball games and, you know, quality time and quantity time and all that stuff. But I'm telling you what really counts in life. Loving Christ. You know, Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, his last letter, he said, in the last days, difficult times are coming. Why? Well, the first four verses of 2 Timothy 3, you don't need to turn there, but he describes our culture. He describes our day. In the last days, difficult times will come because men, people, man, woman, boy, child, all of us, will be lovers of self, lovers of money, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. And I'm truncating it, but he states that four times like that. Lovers, lovers, lovers of self, money, and pleasure, rather than lovers of God. And in between those statements, he gives a description that you'd think you're reading the newspaper, or just the heartache that goes on in lives as you hear what's happening in families and that sort of thing. No, loving Christ. And you know, in each one of these, what I want to do too, and we'll see if I get it done, but as you parent them by loving Christ, you will create in them. There will be, God will use that in their life. And I want to give 10 results, or I didn't know quite how to say it, and so I'm just telling you, I don't know how to say it. But 10 resultant conditions, okay? And as you love Christ, you'll produce children who are devoted to Him. Now, I don't mean that formulaically, and I'm going to, at the child dedication, we'll talk about it at second service, you know. It's not like do this and that's what happened. Not that at all. But are you devoted to Christ? They won't be, necessarily, if you aren't. If you are devoted to Him, you're leading them toward a life of devotion. Secondly, father your kids by loving their mother. Loving their mother. Turn over to Ephesians 5. Many of you could quote these, but I want you to look at them, at least some of them. We may not take the time to turn to each one of these. I might just quote them. But when he gives instruction on the family, it flows in Ephesians 5 from this matter of not trying to control your own life, but letting the Holy Spirit fill you, letting the Holy Spirit control you. Don't let alcohol control you, but be controlled, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Wives, husbands, children, parents, he gives instruction from that. He gives descriptive phrases of what it looks like. And a spirit-filled, a spirit-controlled dad, husband, verse 25, love your wives. Love your own wife, just like Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Love her. Act on it. Do it. Show your kids that you love their mom. It's one of the most important things. And it leads to a security. You want your kids to be not only devoted to Christ, but secure? Then let them know the way you live, that you love their mom, your wife. don't, and I'm not talking about just saying it all the time, or what I call kind of a t-shirt love. And you say, what do you mean by that, Scott? Well, I saw a t-shirt this week that said, I love my wife. And I thought, boy, if it was just that easy. You know, just put a t-shirt on. I love my wife. I love my wife. And I thought, what kind of a person would just go around wearing that shirt? I love my wife. Well, I'm being hard on him. If it was you, I'm sorry. It wasn't you. I walked up to look a little closer, you know. And it said, I love big, small, it win. My wife lets me play golf. I thought, that's the kind of guy that'd wear that shirt. But really, it's not just a little cliche, and we don't just go around saying it. God's love for us is always, almost exclusively, check your New Testament out. I've found twice when it's in the present tense, God loves us. I've found dozens and dozens and dozens of times when it's in the past tense. Why? Because it's always riveted back to his proof of it. He died for me. That's how I know he loved me. God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love will be seen by action. When I say love your wife, I'm saying act on it. Show it. Demonstrate it. Parent your kids. Show your kids that you're devoted to their mother, that you love her, that you act what? Like Christ acted, sacrificially. Thirdly, parent your kids, father your kids, shepherd your kids by loving God's word. Loving God's word. Turn to Deuteronomy, where Jesus quoted when they asked him, what's the real issue of life? Turn to Deuteronomy 6 and look at it with me. Verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, in the family room, on the porch, everywhere. God's word is to be your guide and light and lamp for your life. What's the most important command, Jesus? Love the Lord your God with everything you got. And I want you to teach these kids diligently his word. These words should be on your lips. They should be on your forehead. They should be, you see, love of Christ will always be seen in love of his word. And dad, if you want your kids to obey God's word, if you want them to love God's word, you show them that you love God's word. Oh, how I love your law. It's my meditation day and night, the psalmist said. Would your kids say that about you? Oh, how dad loves the word. The law of the Lord is perfect. Remember, we looked at it last summer. We did quite a series out of Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is pure. The commandment of the Lord is true. You know, all these things. And then he says, it's better than honey. Yes, than the honeycomb. It's more precious than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. That's the kind of heart that is captured by Christ and hence captured by his word. Again, your kids can see it. I took one of my little grandsons for a walk yesterday in the woods. He said, can we go to the woods, Grandpa? I said, sure. We got a little forest area over by the house between here and the church, you know. And we walked, and he loves that. He said, man, I love, when we got close to it, he said, there's the woods. And I said, yeah. And we went into the woods, and we walked around, and there's quite a bit of trail. It's kind of fun. And we got to a little bench, and I said, are you tired? And he said, no. I said, well, Grandpa is. So I sat on the bench, and I said, let's just stop here and just look around a little bit. So we stopped, and then he looked at these trees that we'd been walking right by, and he looked up like I did, and we looked up, and those things were tall. And he said, those are tall trees. He's a 3-year-old. And I said, they are. And he said, they're taller than my dad. And I remembered back. You want to be like dad, don't you? As a kid. You want your kids to love his word, to feed on his word, to be healthy, to be sound, to be whole. That's the New Testament word that Paul uses in the pastoral epistles that's usually translated sound words. It comes from our word for hygiene. It has that health, that healthy wholeness. Lives become whole when we're guided by and directed by his word. And I tell you, parent your kids by loving God's word. It will produce whole, sound, healthy lives. Fourth, parent your kids, father your kids, by disciplining them. Now, if you've been listening, you might have thought, is he going to be able to make 10 out of this? In the sense of love God, love their mom, love God's word. Where'd this discipline? It's the first, why didn't we just say love? Love your kids. Well, I am. Those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. Our culture says, well, be sure and balance love with discipline, and be sure and balance discipline with love, as if they're antithetical. No, the one who doesn't discipline his child, he who spares his rod, hates his son. The opposite of love is hate. And the opposite of discipline, not disciplining, he who spares his rod, hates his son. But he who loves him, disciplines him diligently, Proverbs 13:24. And I would encourage you men, a few weeks ago, on Mother's Day, I think, I challenged you women to scour the book of Proverbs. Scour the scripture for wisdom in parenting and in being a mother. Well, men, I wasn't leaving us out of that. Don't delegate that to your wife. Hey, you look up the Bible on that, honey. No. Men, scour God's word on this matter of parenting and what a real father does.
You've been listening to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Please stay with us. Pastor Scott will return in just a moment with a preview of our next broadcast. Today's program was titled, 10 Things I Would Tell a Young Dad, a message from Pastor Scott on biblical fatherhood. If you missed a portion of the message heard on the program today, or you'd like to share it with a friend, head on over to downtownbible.org. A free copy of today's entire message is available there for you to stream or download at your convenience. If you don't have a church home in the area, we'd like to invite you to join our outdoor summer services. Throughout the month of July, we'll be holding our morning services in the great outdoors. Come join us on our spacious lawn each of these Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. You can bring your own lawn chairs or blankets or use one of the chairs provided at the service. We'd love to have you join us as we worship our Lord outdoors this summer. If you'd like more details, head on over to our website at swbible.org. We hope to see you there. We're continuing to see new growth in the Romans Project on the continent of Africa. We'd like to invite you to learn more about this ministry or become a partner with us as we minister to pastors and church leaders throughout Africa. Just navigate over to romansproject.org or connect with us at facebook.com/romansproject. Now, before we end our time today, let's go to Pastor Scott for a preview of our next broadcast.
Don't lose heart. Pray every day for what really counts in your children's life. And by the way, what's the result? Well, that's why I don't like this word result. I wish I could think of something better. But I'm just saying there's power in prayer. Unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. I'm not telling you 10 little rules to make godly kids today, dads, or 10 rules to be a good dad. I'm saying 10 priorities that lay hold of God and prayer. Prayer, God hears prayer. He said, pray. You don't have because you don't ask. He continually told us to seek, knock, pray. And I'm telling you, unless the Lord builds your house, you're laboring in vain.
Join us again next time as we continue in this practical message to young dads. Pastor Scott brings part two of the message titled, 10 Things I Would Tell a Young Dad. Until then, may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.